National FFA officer from Baxter Chapter in Tennessee, Nick Baker, is here in the studio to talk about his experiences, of course, as a national officer. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the experience. What all have you been doing in these travels that you've had across the country?
You know, national officers are some of the luckiest people in the world because we get to do so many cool experiences throughout our year, because we'll go to state conventions and we'll be keynote speakers and we'll present leadership development workshops and hang out with the 629,000 FFA members across the country. But then as well, we get to go visit with stakeholders and sponsors and legislators, telling the story of not only FFA, but the agricultural industry. And so as a national officer, like I said, we wear a few different hats, but we love every single one of them because it's a fantastic year.
Now, I also want to point out that the national officer team that you're a part of, you guys chose alumni as the focus for your team year in office. Explain that, if you would.
Earlier this year, we were in Minnesota, and we got to visit with the Dassel-Cocato FFA chapter. It's a one-teacher program with 350 agriculture students, which is unbelievable, and it's a lot of work for one teacher to accommodate that many students. And so when we were talking to Mr. Eric Swatsky, the teacher there, he said that his primary focus is in the classroom, where it should be, where his 300 alumni members are coaching those career development event teams and are helping fill out those scholarship applications, train the chapter officers. And so we saw and got to understand just the unbelievable difference that an alumni chapter can make, not only in the chapter, but in the community. And so we wanted to move the needle on that and boost up our alumni membership. And so right now, there are about 8 million past FFA members out in the agricultural industry and in the workforce. We want to connect those people to the 629,000 FFA members so that we can emphasize just how valuable the time in a blue jacket can be.
All right. Well, Nick, thank you for taking the time to join us. And congratulations, of course, on being a national officer.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to visiting with you again at the National FFA Convention in October.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Sydney Snyder now joins us here, National FFA officer from the Felicity Franklin chapter in Ohio. And Sydney, first of all, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, first of all, how has the national officer experience been for you so far?
It's been a real blessing, you know, getting to see so many parts of the country. Being from Ohio, I'd been all up and down the East Coast, but I'd never really been farther west than, like, Wisconsin. And so getting to really see the agriculture out there and just interact with the folks has been a true blessing.
Now, as a female national officer, of course, you're very involved in the organization as a whole, but you're also very familiar with the agriculture industry. Talk about the opportunities that are available for women in agriculture moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, it's been really cool to meet how many FFA members, female specifically, who want to go into the agriculture industry. So I've met members who are interested in agricultural engineering, production agriculture, becoming those teachers that are going to really mold the minds of our future agriculture workforce. And so it's great to see the impact that FFA has on females and males across the country, and see that women really are taking advantage of that leadership opportunity in our organization and seeing the true value that agriculture can play in their lives. And so this year on our national officer team, Nick is the only guy, so five girls. So we,
of course, the first time in history.
It is, yeah. We've had four girls before, but never five. And so it's really cool for our team to get to experience that together and just really embrace all of the transformations that are happening within agriculture and FFA.
And also talk about the platform that you as a team chose, alumni.
We chose alumni because we truly believe that when we hang up the FFA jacket that final time, that's only the beginning of our true service to the organization that we can continue to support and to give to future members. And we wanted to encourage other FFA members to take advantage of that opportunity as well. And of course, really dive into those community members in their local areas and see how they can help those agricultural education programs truly prosper.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time
to
join us. We look forward to seeing you at the National FFA Convention, of course, here in a few months too.
Thank you.